If you're a pastor, elder, deacon, nonprofit, board member, or business owner, I need you to listen to this. K&K Furnishings needs to be on your short list. K&K Furnishings are committed to helping you find the right furnishings for your church or organization. These guys specialize in quality worship seating, welcome centers, cafes, nurseries, classrooms, as well as stage and podium furnishings. The two owners have over 70 years of combined pastoral experience, so not only will every transaction be handled with integrity and professionalism, but they have the experience to provide you with the perfect solutions for your furniture needs, and they absolutely understand your budget constraints and demands. K&K Furnishings are devoted to providing you quality pieces that save you money. They can do this because they don't have the overhead of a brick and mortar store, and they have relationships with over 200 manufacturers nationwide. Look, we all know there's a lot of junk out there. K&K understands that many times bargains aren't true money savers. They end up costing you more in the long run. At K&K, they believe that quality furnishings don't have to be outrageously expensive. And here's the best part. K&K Furnishings sells nationally and can also provide in-person consultations in Michigan, Ohio, and Indiana. If you can't meet in person, they'd be happy to set up a Zoom consultation for you today. So whatever your next project is, whether it's your home office or your church sanctuary, K&K Furnishings is the only place you need to look. Go to www.kkfurnishings.com to see how they can help you, or call 567-318-4520. That's www.kkfurnishings.com, or call 567-318-4520, or click on the link in the description of this episode. K&K Furnishings, furnishing business, education, worship, and hospitality for the glory of God. Hey guys, before we get into this week's episode, I gotta tell you about Jacob's Supply. Jacob's Supply is the place you gotta go for all of your material needs. These guys bring you construction supplies and appliances for up to 50% off retail price, all brand new. You a home builder? Need some lumber? Jacob's Supply has you covered. You a deacon at your church and you're in charge of that next Narthex floor job? Jacob's Supply has got you. Heck, they got Cortec Luxury Vinyl Plank right now for $3.59 a square foot. Go look that stuff up at Lowe's or Home Depot, man. That stuff is selling for $7 to $8 a square foot. That's over 50% off retail. Even if you just have some home projects you're working on, Jacob's Supply is the place for you. I just built an outdoor grilling area this spring for that old smoker and grill. Guess where I got the metal roof, lumber, and screws? Yeah, that's right, Jacob's Supply. Looking for a fridge, stove, washer, dryer? They got them all, and they're name brand. Samsung, Bosch, Frigidaire, all 20, 30, 40% off retail. Brand new and ready for you. Located in Temperance, Michigan, it's worth it to stop by even if you're a few hours away. And remember, Jacob's Supply can ship products nationally too. So even if you're out of state, you got to check them out. Follow them on Facebook at Jacob's Supply or call them direct at 734-224-0978. That's 734-224-0978. Remember, Jacob's Supply, quality building materials at wholesale prices. And now, on to the show.
Hey guys, welcome back to another Dead Men Walking Short, where we take a subject and we talk on it for a few.
Let's do it.
Yeah, let's go through Ecclesiastes 7, the contrast of wisdom and folly. I'm just going to read a little bit and we can just kind of comment.
Let's chew on it, man.
Let's chew on the meat.
Spit out the bones. Oh, I like how you're advertising for another segment we do.
Right? So here we go. So chapter 7. Verse 1, a good name is better than precious ointment, and the day of death than the day of birth. It is better to go to the house of mourning than to go to the house of feasting, for this is the end of all mankind, and the living will lay it to heart. Sorrow is better than laughter.
What?
For by sadness of face, the heart is made glad. The heart of the wise is in the house of mourning, but the heart of fools is in the house of mirth.
Dude, did he just say that to mourn is better than... Wait, say that again?
Than laughter.
Than laughter.
Yes.
And it's better to be in the house of mourning because it makes your heart glad?
Heart better, yes.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Someone needs to preach that, dude.
Lots of nuggets in there, man. So many.
So mourning eventually makes your heart glad.
Right.
Like, talk about this writer, and it's most likely Solomon.
Solomon, yeah.
Just resting in the sovereignty of God.
Yeah.
And saying that the house of mourning is where the wise go.
Right.
The house of mourning is better than the day of birth.
Yeah.
Death is better than birth. I mean, I know he's a little melancholy here, but how deep
right.
that is.
If you go to verse 5, it is better for a man to hear the rebuke of the wise than to hear the song of fools. Think about that. It is better for a man to hear the rebuke of the wise than to hear the song of fools. I mean, how many times in our life do we get off course and somebody comes up to us and they say something about it? We already went through this with our last judge not lest ye be judged. And they're trying to pull you out of the fire as Jude speaks of, and we just are just like, you don't know what you're talking about. You know?
Right, right.
And it's like, you know, what would you rather hear? Someone that is wise that is saying, hey, time out, what are you doing? Or do you want to just hear a fool tell you, oh, don't worry about it. You're forgiven. You're forgiven.
I think
it's by grace.
We're talking
saved.
About a lot of shepherds and a lot of preachers now.
Yeah,
in the American church.
Isn't that that's a hard one for them?
Rather hear the rebuke from the wise.
Right.
Wow.
Yeah. And we do have to watch ourselves with that for sure. But guess what? We are supposed to be there for our brothers and sisters in Christ, to know that that we need to be there for them when they are going through those trials, and
hold them accountable too.
Yeah, hold them accountable. Yes, exactly.
Judge them righteously.
Exactly.
Yep. That means in present company included, right?
Yep.
Just because you hear two guys on a microphone talking about something doesn't mean they're excluded from that.
Right.
I'm included in that.
Amen.
I can tell you that my heart has been made joyful after being rebuked by a wise person.
Right.
Now, the first reaction was one of being a little bit mad, indignant. Who does this guy think he is? But guess what? If a wise man comes to me and biblically rebukes me, I might have those emotions immediately. But man, is my heart glad and joyful once I realize my error.
Right. Jump down to verse 9. Yeah. Be not quick in your spirit to become angry, for anger lodges in the heart of fools.
Oh, Lord help me with that.
You know, man, like whenever you hear that, I'm just like, in the heart of fools.
Yeah, and we're the fool.
Hey, guess what? Yeah, exactly. Yeah, there are times where we all go through these things, but Christ is able.
What a great chapter in Ecclesiastes too, man.
Oh,
I
love this book.
It's so against like our culture right now.
Yeah.
Like, what was the read the first and second verse as we head out?
Yep. A good name is better than precious ointment.
Good name.
And the day of death than the day of birth.
That is so opposite, dude, of our culture.
I know.
The day of death, the rejoicing of a life lived in holiness, in righteousness towards God, much better than the day of birth.
Yep. Amen.
And we do very little rejoicing when people pass away.
I know. Yeah.
Wow.
It's true.
All right, guys. Thank you for listening to this short. And as always, God bless.
Be sure to check us out at dmwpodcast.com, where you can purchase the best and snarkiest merch on the internet, support the show, and leave us a review or message. Dead Men Walking can be found on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube at Dead Men Walking Podcast, and on Twitter X at Real DMW Podcast. The Dead Men Walking Podcast is part of the Fight Laugh Feast Network. For exclusive show content, be sure to download the Pump TV app and become a member. If you're a business that needs to reach hundreds of thousands of potential customers in your demographic, podcast advertising might be for you. Send all inquiries to deadmenwalkingpodcast@gmail.com.
None of your biscuits.